The name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti.
As today is the first Sunday of the Holy 50, when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ through the 50 days. And today is called Thomas Sunday, because as you heard, the Lord appeared firstly on the day of resurrection to disciple Thomas, who was missing, and then he appeared again on this day. That is, it's called the Thomas Sunday. It's also called the New Sunday, Ahad al-Jadid, the New Sunday, because it is a beginning of a new life for us, the Christian, by the resurrection of the Lord and receiving the Holy Spirit to guide us in the our journey in this world. Also, today is the Mother Day, which we honor the mothers for their love and sacrifice and dedication. And we pray that is the Lord to help them to continue in their great mission to bring good children for good generation for the glory of God. And also remember our mother who passed away, who also pray for us and accompany us, part of the cloud of witnesses around us. And in this occasion, we remember great mothers. Of course, above all of them is Holy Virgin Mary, who has given us a great example of the motherhood. And also remember Yochabed, the mother of Moses. That is what is the challenge which he had. Number one, to keep the life of the child, so it's put them in the river, and God arranged it. That is, that she took care of him for a limited time. And she succeeded in this limited time to cultivate the seeds of faith in Moses. And she knew that her son would not be with her for a long time, this limited time. And she knows that her son will be in a place where people worship idols. It's not a place of God. That is the palace of Pharaoh. But she had hope. That is, the time, even it is limited, but it is important. The same also. Yani, we have our kids under our hands for a certain time, where they are very obedient, accepting what you say to them. But it will come time that they go to the society, they start to question everything, and you don't have the same control on them as you have when they very young. And some worry what will happen for this society and all the changing happening to society. It is not worse than what the mother of Moses faced. But we have to follow what she did. That is, she used this time, the limited time, to put the seed, as I said, the seeds of faith in her son. And the outcome is great Moses, the great prophet. Hope that is all your children to be great Moses, and also his sister, Miriam. Today, about Thomas Sunday, I want to reflect in the following points. Number one, the joy of the resurrection. When the Lord rose from the dead, his disciples were sad. They were in the upper room, doors are shut for the fear of the Jews. They had no hope. They felt the story of the Lord Jesus ended, as the two disciples of Moses said. But when he appeared to them, and they witnessed his resurrection. Even before that, they heard about the news that he was from the dead. But they didn't see him. Even Peter and John, when they went to the tomb, they didn't see the Lord, but they saw the empty tomb. And they believed. Only Mary Magdalene and Mary, the other Mary who met the Lord, as it's mentioned in Matthew 28. But the Lord appeared to them, and they rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Nevertheless, it was not easy to believe in the resurrection. And the Lord offered them all the possibility to be sure about his resurrection. Because seeing the Lord was not enough as indication of his resurrection. Because it could be an apparition. And there is difference between apparition and resurrection. And he, like when Saint George appeared or Saint Mary appeared to us, does not mean this is resurrection. And the resurrection and the difference between the resurrection and the apparition is the real body. Because in the apparition, the spirit appeared in a shape of a body. And when Saint Mary appeared in Zaytun, she appeared as a woman. People saw her kneeling, but it was a real body. Or if Saint George or Saint Basil appear to us now, we will see him in a shape, one or teaching, or Saint George riding a horse, but not a real horse, of course, or not a real body. But the resurrection is different. It should be a real body, and also to be the same body. And that's why, when, as it is mentioned here, that is, when the Lord appeared for the first time, that is, he showed them his hands and his side. And when you read in the Gospel of St. Luke, he elaborate more on this. When the Lord, when they traveled and they thought they seeing a ghost or a spirit, they told him, come and touch me. And even he asked if there is a food here, and he ate in their front. So it is not a matter of Thomas doubt. It is the doubt of all the disciples. And they receive the privilege of seeing and the Lord and show the proof of his resurrection. And this is what Thomas asked for. Is to have the same things like them. And that the Lord appeared again and asked him to come and to touch. He asked the nails of his hands and the wound of his side. And this is for our benefit, to the proof that is the Lord indeed, or truly he is risen, indeed he rose from the dead, and is the same body. In the resurrection, we will not rise with any defects in our bodies. But the Lord, to prove this is the same body which offered on the cross with the nail and with the wound on the side, he rose with the same body, or he raised the same body from the dead. But which leads us to the second point is the belief. And there's a joy, and this is faith, to believe in the resurrection. And the Lord told Saint Thomas that is because you have, when he said, my Lord and my God, Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. This is for us. We have not seen, but we believe. Now, the disciple became a witness of the resurrection. And when you read the book of Acts, the main point of the focus on their preaching is about the Lord, he died and rose from the dead, about the resurrection. And St. Paul, when he spoke in Athens, which was Acts, they heard him until he came to the resurrection, and then they could not hear anymore on that. So this is the center of the same also the Sadducees, when the disciples spoke about the resurrection, they arrested them because they don't believe in the resurrection at all. So the center of Christianity is the resurrection of the Lord. This is the center of our faith. Because if he did not die, truly died, he will not truly rose from the dead. That's why we say Christ is risen, truly he is risen. Because truly he died. And it's becoming the feast of the resurrection is a major feast. And the church celebrates the resurrection not only in one day, but for 50 days. Not only that, and we have the procession for the 40 days. And then after the ascension, we will have also procession, full procession, but only on Sunday. And then in the day of Pentecost, if you attend the Matins, then we have a procession, the same procession with the Christosanisti. Now why we have a procession of the resurrection, full procession, because some people speak about procession only in the inside the altar, which we don't agree on that. And now always the procession is full procession. Why you have full procession in the Matins and the day of Pentecost with the Christos and his day? Because now the celebration of the daily, the celebration of the resurrection will move to be on Sunday on the Matins. Not to have an every Matin procession, but if you will notice after the Holy 50, every Sunday, the gospel of the Matin about the resurrection. Yani, watch, kada, yani, follow the reading of the Matins, now the gospel, until Kiyak. Until Kiyak. Because this is the time when we say Aktonk in Sundays. Qama, rose. This is to show us the importance of the faith and to believe in the resurrection, not waiting to see or to touch, but because that's what delivered on us. And that's what's called belief. You need to believe. If you need a proof with your senses, does not believe. Because everybody, if see something in front, I don't need faith to know that you are here because I see you. But I believe God, when we believe what we are in the midst, in the house of God, and God in our midst. That is, we don't see, but we believe on that. So the resurrection of the joy of the resurrection, also the faith and the importance of faith and believing in the resurrection, and how God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is giving blessing for us. That is, blessed are those who have not seen, but yet have believed. And also, in the resurrection, the Lord opened the mind of the disciple to understand the scriptures. It was not just the disciple, they followed the Lord. They heard his teaching. They saw the miracles. And of course, they have knowledge of the Old Testament. But they needed the enlightenment. Enlightenment means the right understanding. Because people can read the same things, but have different understanding. Sometimes I'm wrong, understand. So it's not necessary you read, but you understand, to comprehend. And when the Lord met the two disciples of Emmaus, it's mentioned that, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. They didn't understand the prophecies about him, about his crucifixion, his resurrection. And also, when he appeared to the disciples, and it is said, and he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. Luke 23:45. The Lord opened. And this was the time of the 40 days. Both of us and the Jews, we have the Old Testament. And if you go to a synagogue, they read the book of Isaiah, the same book of Isaiah which we read, the same book of Moses that we read. But what is the difference? The difference is understanding. We have the Christian understanding of the Old Testament. They still have the understanding which leads them to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, they're waiting for the Messiah to liberate them, to build the kingdom and all the things here. From where the church achieved this Christian reading of the scriptures? It's from this 40 days. He put the foundation in how to read the scripture in a Christian ways. So for us, we read the Old Testament in the light of the New Testament, not the opposite. And usually, when you have something historical, you stand with the beginning and they move. But it's the opposite. And for us, you read firstly the New Testament to understand the Old Testament. Because if you don't know the New Testament, you will stumble in the Old Testament. That's why some people, they say, God of Old Testament is not the God of the New Testament. How God called for killing, how God called for that. I give you just example, there is no time. The offering of Isaac. Why God asked Abraham to offer his son? There's no mention any way that God accept human sacrifices. God accept the donation, people go to help in temple. They bring goats, sheep, or whatever. But we never heard that is God to accept human sacrifices. Right? But why ask Abraham to offer his son? And then if you say mesan obedience, but is this a way of obedience? Is the obedience to kill your son? But all the story of Abraham, we understand it in Christ. As when you attend to the covenant for Thursday, the fraction gives the explanation. If I don't know Christ, I will not accept the story of Abraham. Because if a God asks people to offer their son or their children to show their obedience, that's very hard. But he is telling us that is he offered his son, not asking us to offer son. And Abraham, it ended by the opposite. Is not God accepting the son of Abraham, but God is offering his son for our salvation. That is how we understand this story of Abraham and so on. So this enlightenment and the right understanding, we achieve it with through the resurrection. And that's why the disciple after the resurrection, it was like a light to understand all the events which happened. And many things which has happened, they heard, they didn't understand it. Like, it was very clear, in Palm Sunday, in the Gospel of St. John, if you remember, that is the disciple did not understand why they did it for him, but they understood it later on. So the resurrection helped the disciples to understand everything. And also for us, and suppose the story of the Lord Jesus Christ ended without his resurrection. Imagine this. That's why it's also the right meaning of miracle. Then at the end of the reading, that it is mentioned that is, and Jesus, truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So that doing miracles and mentioning the miracle is not just to give a list of the miracles. It was very selective, and it's very clear. St. John here saying that we didn't mention all the miracles, which is the Lord did. But the purpose of the miracle to lead us to believe. And when we believe, it's have everlasting life. And the resurrection is also to remind us of life. May our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us the joy of his resurrection during this time, to strengthen our faith and enlighten our mind to have the right understanding of the mystery of salvation. To whom is glory, now and forever. Amen.